the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Do please sit down. I come to this pulpit this morning with as much enthusiasm as I did 40 years ago. And with Charlie being away, well, just beware. Just beware. Because I want to talk to you about what I consider to be the most significant issue that faces the human race. Global warming? No, important as that is, I want to talk about the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because I believe this to be the most significant and abiding issue. And I know that many folk with their competing faiths and philosophies would disagree with my assertion. But few, if any, could deny that the Christian message has had the greatest impact on the history of mankind. For me, you see, the gospel of Jesus Christ offers, on the one hand, the ultimate and qualified way to eternal life, and on the other, the potential to establish heaven here on earth. We've just heard read this morning words from the circular written by Paul to the early Christian communities in Galatia. We heard how they had departed from Paul's original message. They had fallen prey to those called Judaizers, folk who wanted to mix the old Jewish practice with the Christian faith. And so he writes to them saying that I'm astonished at how quickly you turn to a different gospel, which is a corruption of the original, and it's not even worth